Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Let's go!
Now it's the Mercedes in the Morning pre-show. Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is early and thank you guys for joining us. Wednesday, November 11th. So happy to have you with us. And thank you for everyone who is already up and checking in on the Finley Volkswagen and Henderson studio line. That number is 702-364-9400. And let's see who we have checking in this morning. We have Nelsie. We have Maria. Scott J checking in. Tap. Kirkland. Deborah. Lance is listening. Andre. Jim. Joyce. Cujo. Miss Kit Kat. Zach. Rudy. Rocio and Fern. Perla. Rick, Diana, and Sarah. And on Twitter, at Mercedes in the AM, we have Mike checking in this morning. Bill is listening. So is John and Nia, Shell and Debbie. Thank you guys so much for that. And good morning. How are you?
Good. Chilly out there. Kind of morning where the coffee's nice for caffeine, but it's also nice to do the two hands around the cup because it feels so warm as well.
Yes, it is very nice. Don't let us interrupt you while you enjoy your morning coffee.
How you doing over there?
I am doing really good this morning. Yeah, I just, last night I went to bed at a normal time, but I opened my eyes and I always know like my daughter's asleep when the hall light is off. And I opened my eyes at midnight and they're still on. And I'm like, what the heck? Why is she still awake? And so I text her. And I was like out of it. And I
wait. You last night you woke up. You texted her from your bedroom to her bedroom.
Well, I don't know. She was not asleep. Well, what did you want me to do? Should I have gotten up?
No, get hot about it. I was just like, I think it's funny that you're in your bed and you're texting your daughter who's in her bedroom. I thought maybe you get up and check on her.
Oh, maybe I'm a bad parent.
How did you just turn a little comment down your bed?
Oh, my gosh.
It's that kind of day. All right. I think it's funny that you are in your bedroom and you think your daughter's, like, her light's up instead of just peeking in to see what's going on. You send her a text message. I think that's funny.
Okay. Well, see, no, it wasn't like that, though, really. What it was is the hall light was on. It wasn't her bedroom light. And so the hall light means she's not in bed yet.
Okay.
So I didn't know where she was is what it was. And so I texted her and I was like, where are you and why are you not in bed yet? And so, yeah, I mean, I probably would have done the same thing if she was in her bedroom. But and then she didn't say a word. And all of a sudden she like came up, turned off the light and then went to her room. So she was just up late last night is basically the point I was trying to make.
No, and you're spinning this thing.
How am I spinning anything? I was just answering your questions. You're spinning everything. I'm fine. I'm not mad. Everything's good.
I think it's a very funny situation where I think we all do that too.
Yeah.
Instead of, you know, the logical thing would be get up and check. Or I do it with my wife too. I got a question for a logical thing. Get up, walk upstairs and answer the question. Instead, you send some kind of text message or something. It's just the world that we live in. I find it rather amusing. I think it's very cute.
Yeah, if I would have thought she was in danger or if she was in her room or needed me, I absolutely would have gone up. But I knew she was still downstairs if the light was on is basically what I was saying. That's kind of our signal, like she's going to bed when the light turns off. That's how I know. So at midnight, it's still on. I was like, wait, what's going on? Why is she still downstairs? And so, yeah, I didn't get up and go downstairs and check on her or anything. But yeah, that's basically what we do in my house. We text each other instead of getting up. And plus, I was half asleep, so I wasn't really sure what was going on.
Now, was she up doing homework? Why is she up that late? That's kind of late for her to be up doing homework. Is doing schoolwork, or just one of those nights where, like, I can't sleep, I need to be out of the bedroom?
I still don't have the answer to that, because, like I said, she just went to bed. Oh. I have no idea. But I do know the kids are off today. They have Veterans Day off. So she was probably up last night playing, you know, video games with her friends or something online. Or I know that's what she was doing, because that's what she was doing when I went to bed. So I assume she just kept doing it, and is my guess. So, yeah, I was just kind of like, well, I woke up this morning. I was like, man, what was that, a dream, or did that really happen? So I went to my text messages to see. Oh, yeah, I really did send that text. I was so out of it. So, yeah, that was basically that.
It's a miracle that I'm not sure if I did wake my wife up this morning or not. She could have certainly woke up and not come out of the bedroom. But it was one of those mornings in my house where I was just making a lot of noise. I tried to be super quiet. But, like, just a couple examples. One is my coffee mug, I dropped it in the sink. Thing didn't break, but bounces around in the sink. That makes a lot of noise. Walking through the kitchen, just bumped into a chair, and the chair on the tile floor, that noise. I'm like, I'm trying to be super quiet. And then upstairs, when I'm showering, I drop the soap in the shower, new bar of soap, Dove soap. And when that thing hits the shower floor, to me, it just sounds super loud. To me, it's like the loudest thing in the house. But I don't think I woke her up, but it's one of those deals where I try to be quiet, but it just wasn't happening this morning.
Yeah, it's usually when you over try, it's going to fail miserably. That's usually what happens.
And there's that moment of after that, like dropping the soap or dropping the mug, there's a moment of like, just I kind of tense up and listen for her to, is she getting up? No, I think I'm safe. So I think she slept through all my noises this morning. She could have gotten up and just lied there in bed, but I'll find out later on this afternoon.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll find out about it at some point.
Yeah. Hey, you were loud this morning. Sorry.
All right. It's Veterans Day, and that is trending this morning. Today's the day to honor the brave men and women who have served or are currently serving our country. Many businesses are offering free or discounted items to veterans today. Some of those include Dunkin'. They're offering veterans and active duty military a free donut of their choice. Denny's is inviting them from 5 a.m. to noon to enjoy a complimentary Build Your Own Grand Slam. And Wendy's is offering a free small breakfast combo with a valid military ID. Also, starting today, U.S. military veterans and Gold Star families may receive a lifetime America the Beautiful Pass to national parks, forests, wildlife refugees, preserves other federal lands. And today, there is free entrance for everyone at all national parks and forests.
All well-deserved, and thank you all. Thank you to all the vets and those serving right now, the risks you take, the sacrifices you make. We thank you. We thank you for our freedom. We love our vets, and it's so well-deserved, all the stuff they're getting today. Should be every day of the year.
Also trending this morning, Jason Momoa is trending. So the actor revealed that he was completely in debt after his role on Game of Thrones ended. He told InStyle magazine that he spent several years struggling to pay the bills at his home with Lisa Bonet and their kids, Lola and Nicole Wolf. He said, quote, I mean, we were starving after Game of Thrones and I couldn't get work. It's very challenging when you have babies and you're completely in debt. He was cast as Aquaman then in 2016's Justice League, and then the movie based on his character, and things, they luckily turned around. But you always assume that all the celebrities always have all this pool full of money, and hey, if there's no job, there's no money going on.
Yeah, and I wonder how much too is actually getting paid for Game of Thrones. I didn't really pay that close attention to Game of Thrones, so he came on the scene for me when he had all those major roles. I'm like, look at this big movie star. And then, like, oh, he was in Game of Thrones? Like, he was? I had no idea he was on the show until I went back and learned more about the guy.
Yeah, there's always that uphill climb that you don't see. Also trending this morning is smartphones. Time to put the phone down, parents. A new survey says that parents spend only 24 minutes more a day with their kids than with their smartphones. 62% of those parents admitted to spending too much time on the phone while they were with their kids.
I think we're all guilty of being on the smartphone a little bit longer than we should be.
Yeah, when you have children, though, we should prioritize that. And it should probably be more than 24 minutes, but, you know, what can you do?
But what if you're doing, like, when you guys play that game Among Us, are you doing that on your phones, or can you play that, like, on the TV?
You can play that on a PC, too, but we always do it on our phones.
But you're interacting with each other.
Yeah.
You're hanging out, and it's a way to bond.
It's spending time still while being on a smartphone. So there you go. And then finally this morning, Mountain Dew is trending. So the soda has such a cult following, and it's now giving diehards that chance to do more than drink the beverage. Mountain Dew is releasing a cookbook that includes 96 pages of recipes that use the drink in everything from cocktails to grilled cheese. The big, bold book of Mountain Dew recipes will show you how to infuse the drink into everyday recipes. Some of the categories in the cookbook include Dew Does Dinner, Satisfying Sides, Dang Good Desserts, and Badass Breakfast. So it is available through the Mountain Dew online store. It's going to cost you $30, and it officially launches next week. So I guess people are very excited about this, so be on the lookout for that.
On a complete side note, did you have your Christmas lights on last night?
I did, yes.
And how's it feel seeing that?
Oh, it feels wonderful.
My neighbor had hers on this morning. Looks so good and festive.
Yeah, it's festive, and that's what's trending.
94.1. Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning, show number
1300.
And now, here's your hosts, Mercedes and JC.
Good morning, and welcome to the show. It is Wednesday. It is November 11th, Veterans Day, and want to say how much we appreciate all of you veterans who have served, are currently serving. Our thoughts and our gratitude are with our veterans today. Thank you for your sacrifice. Clark County schools have the day off. Actually, I think all schools have the day off. I don't remember having Veterans Day off as a child.
Same thing. I saw something in the news earlier in the week that, Clark County schools closed on Veterans Day. I remember being in there. Maybe that's something they changed, but It's nice to take off and honor our vets.
Yeah. That's so my house was up late last night, as we talked about earlier, because the kids didn't have to wake up as early today. So how was your night?
It was good. It was a good night. I had a funny conversation last night, and it revolved around you. It's a question for you. A friend of mine asked me, he said, "Hey, did you ever get the name of the taxidermy that Mercedes' friend used?" And if you don't know the situation, was it last week Mercedes went to visit a friend? And you realize you didn't go in the house, but a friend of yours had a stuffed dog in the background. And I told my buddy, I said, no, maybe she did. I don't know. I said, let me find out. Why? And his response, I've got an owl. I want to get stuffed.
Oh, I know. I did. I never asked, to be honest. I can ask. It's apparently her husband's family does it in Utah. But I never asked for the name. But I can shoot her a text later on this morning and try to get the name of that for your friend.
And that was something that I figured you could easily get to and ask your friend. And there's other taxidermies here in town. But it's just one of those funny conversations of, hey, did Mercedes ever give you the name of the taxidermy? No.
No.
Why?
I didn't ask for it, but that's easy to get. They would have to go to Utah to do it. But the good news is I believe they're in southern Utah. So maybe if they're looking for a little day trip thing to do there.
And the other one is, like, why? I've got an owl I want to get stuffed. Okay, I'm not going to ask any questions. I will find out if she has the name of it and let you know. It's one of those situations.
So they just have this dead owl right now?
I didn't really pry too much. I'll find out today. I'll see my friend this afternoon, and I'll find out the specifics of the owl.
Interesting.
Was he hunting owls? Was it an owl in his backyard that somehow passed away? Is he going owl hunting? I don't know.
That's, to each their own. Whatever it is that makes you happy in life, and if it's stuffing an owl and putting it on display, who's judging that?
Exactly.
Owls are beautiful creatures. I can understand why they would want to do something like that. It just concerns me where the dead owl is right now. Or is this a future thing that they predicted the death of an owl and then they want to have it stuffed? I'm not sure.
Is owl in a freezer right now? How long does an owl stay before it starts to smell and you have to get it to that taxidermy? All questions I'll get answers to this afternoon.
Interesting. Yeah. So we're going to talk a little bit more about it in the Hot 3 coming up this hour. But new stay-at-home order, stay-at-home 2.0 for Nevada. Our cases are going up. And so the governor is asking that we kind of start over. I was actually curious as to whether or not we would get an email or a text from our bosses saying, hey, we want you guys to broadcast from home. We never got anything, so here we are. But obviously, we have pretty strict social distancing placements here.
Yes, yeah.
So nothing from them, but I just, things are not going well. And I have a friend who is a pulmonary specialist, and he told us this like a week ago. He's like, hospitalizations are going up like crazy. It's pretty bad.
I was thinking the same thing too about us, and would we be doing the show from home this morning? We still have all the equipment set up from we did it for the first shutdown. And then I was thinking, I know there are a couple employees that do come in here that are not on the air, They just come in to use their office and jump online and stuff. So I'm assuming those employees will probably be at home today. But yeah, you and I are separate studios. A couple other morning shows in the building. As far as interacting, I do see a couple coworkers here inside the building. Always at a distance, though, but there are some of us here. We'll see what happens. Maybe it was something they needed 24 hours to get things into play and maybe have us test the equipment or something.
Yeah, but maybe. I know that at Channel 8, those placements went into effect.
Yeah.
So it's where we do Las Vegas Now in the afternoon. But yeah, hopefully everyone is staying safe. And I know how frustrating it is. It's just, oh my gosh, when is this going to be over? And I can do 2 weeks, you know? 2 weeks is doable.
It's also that pandemic fatigue we talked about, too.
Yeah.
I was looking at the things that I do, and I always have my mask on, but I'm like, I used to sanitize things a little bit better. When I get in my car, sanitize my hands a little bit more often. So just little things like that that kind of went by the wayside for me or stuff. Like, you know what? Maybe I need to refocus on those things that I stopped doing, but I was doing a month or two ago. Those little tiny things.
We've got, more information on that, what he's asking that we do for the next 2 weeks. So it's not a lockdown. Just want to make everyone aware of that. But, yeah, we've got some more details on that coming up this morning in the Hot 3.
We have something really cool for you that you can do from home, and that's check out a concert. And we're talking about Dua Lipa. She's got a virtual concert happening on November 27th. Heads Up is back this week, and when you win Heads Up in the 8 o'clock hour, you'll get tickets to Dua Lipa's virtual concert. That's going to be awesome. And then coming up here in the dirt, a Hollywood actor breaks a record. And this is one that we could actually all try this morning, but I doubt, there's no way that I could beat it. I doubt any of us could beat it. I'll explain coming up in just about 7 minutes.
It's Bones, Maren Morris on Mix 94.1. It is 6:39 Wednesday morning. Happy Veterans Day. And hey, we appreciate all you veterans, all of you currently serving. Thank you for your service. And someone else that we appreciate, our teachers. JC, did you see? We're ready to start Teacher of the Month.
This is exciting. This went away for a little bit. It is back, and we want you to jump online right now to nominate your teacher for Mercedes in the Morning's Teacher of the Month. And such a cool thing, the winning and the nominating student each get $100 Visa gift card.
It's been a challenging year for teachers and for students, and we want to make things a little bit brighter. So go online to our website, mix941.fm, and nominate your teacher for Teacher of the Month. Yes, you get that $100 gift card, the student and the teacher. We want to thank our friends at Finley Chevrolet and Silver State Credit Union for hooking us up with those. So many of you are kicking butt during this time. You know, I guess of all days to mention that, the day that they have off, they're probably sleeping right now. But, you know, go to the website, mix941.fm.
And the reason it went away for a little bit, too, because dummy on this side, summer happened. And so Teacher of the Month went away. We started back up in September and just new pieces and parts to get up and running. And we finally got it back and up and running. So, yeah, we'll mention it again tomorrow when teachers and kids are listening.
It's one of those mornings. I tell you, I feel like I try not to carry my frustration from the night before into the next day. I try to say, fresh start, but I was so frustrated last night with my family, and I love my family. We all run into frustrations, but last night I felt like I was talking to a brick wall, and I feel this way with my girls constantly. I feel like I have to say things 50 times before they finally listen. For instance, the dishwasher had to be unloaded, and that's Brooklyn's job. So I was like, Brooklyn, make sure you unload the dishwasher. Okay. And then I look, 40 minutes later, still not undone. It's not done. Brooklyn, can you please unload the dishwasher? I will. Okay. All right. 2 hours later, nothing. Can you please? I feel like I say it over and over. Same thing last night with Sophie. Sophie, make sure you don't stay up all night. Okay. They don't listen to me. It's so frustrating.
Is a teen brain, do you think, as a child? Let's go back to when you were a kid and your parents said, Mercedes, take the trash out. Yeah, okay.
I was an angel child. I did everything my parents said immediately when they said it. Just kidding.
Does every family have a frustration? And parents, is that one of the biggest frustrations with kids, is that you tell them to do something and you get the okay, and then 20 minutes later, It's not getting done?
And then I feel like I'm the bad guy for asking over and over again. Like, look, I get it. Maybe not the first time. Maybe you have something going on. I totally get it. But when I have to ask 10 times for the same thing, or say, I will do it by 5 o'clock. Okay. I'm perfectly fine. It's just, what is your family frustration? The thing that's like, you just can't get someone to listen or do or whatever. 702-364-9400. I'm sorry to vent. I just needed to get that off my chest. Do you have anything like that?
Yeah, what is your family frustration? Do we all have them? 702-364-9400. You feel better when you get it out there. For me, for my wife, it is, she doesn't put stuff away. It could be something as she takes a jar of peanut butter out of the pantry and she leaves it on the counter. And then she goes about her day. And then I come home and there's the jar sitting out there. And so I take it and I put it away. Or she won't close the cabinet door. It's just leaving stuff out. And she was gone for 2 weeks in California. And when she was gone, everything was neatly organized. So when she came back into town, peanut butter jar on the counter. She had a mug of drinking some drink the night before. And she left it on the coffee table in the family room. So what I've been doing is taking pictures of all these things. And I'm thinking about, maybe not the best way to approach it, but I'm thinking about this weekend presenting her with all the things that I put away this past week.
The photographic evidence.
Yes.
This is how you are failing me. Please help me help you.
But do you get this, though? Because it might be something like, I put the peanut butter away and then she'll come back in the kitchen and she'll say, oh, I was going to do that. Well, when were you going to do that?
Okay, I'm going to let you in on a little female secret. That is something we say. That means we had no intention. I admit, I use that from time to time. Like, I come up and my husband's making the bed, even though technically I was the last one out. And I was like, oh, I was going to do that. I was not going to do that. I was waiting for you to do it.
You were going to do it? And then my mind, I think, oh, she was going to do it. But then, like, wait, no, don't use those Jedi mind tricks on me. At what point? Today? Tomorrow? 2 weeks from now? Give me a deadline.
Well, my best advice to you would be to just grit your teeth and do everything you can to not give in and do it. As tough as that may be, I know that's got to be killing you inside, but don't do it. And just wait. Just wait for her to finally give in. Because the thing is, we will eventually give in. We will. But we'll do it and we're going to have such, we'll be so dramatic. I'll be like, oh. As I'm making the bed, it'll be a whole thing. But you're going to feel such satisfaction because I see my husband smirking in the back like, yeah, I finally got you. He figured me out. So I'm here to help you. I'm sorry, Laura. I don't mean to throw you under the bus and give away our Jedi mind tricks. But, I got to help my buddy out here.
I'm going to try that today. I'm going to come home from work and there'll be all kinds of things. I'm not going to touch it. It's going to burn me so bad. But use that same thing, advice on with your kids. When you ask Sophie to empty out the dishwasher and she doesn't, and then 5 hours from now, she's like, Mom, we have any clean plates? Yeah, in the dishwasher that you're supposed to run out.
The problem is they just go to the paper and plastic that we have. I'm the one that's like, ugh. It's so frustrating. This text says, my husband drives me crazy with the kitchen towel, the hand towel that hangs on the oven handle. He can never dry his hands with it hanging on there. He has to always take it off and then leaves it on a different countertop, and it drives me crazy. I have the same problem with the kitchen towel in my house. That is so frustrating.
No one puts it back.
No.
Right, the Hot 3 is coming up next. What do we got?
All right. So we're going to get you some details on stay-at-home 2.0. The governor says he needs your help. We need to stay at home if we can. We're going to talk about that. Also this morning, expect a lot of this for Christmas gifts this year. And speaking of household items, 6 household items that you need to replace. We'll tell you what they are coming up next in the Hot 3.
Don't ghost us. Mercedes in the Morning will be right back. Mix 94.1.
It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning, and that was AJR with Bang.
It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is brought to you by attorney Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Governor Steve Sisolak made a passionate plea yesterday urging Nevadans to stop the divisiveness as we deal with a surge in COVID-19 cases. He announced what he calls Stay at Home 2.0. So this new initiative asks everyone to just buckle down and prevent further spread of the virus statewide. For the next 2 weeks, it's back to the basics. Wearing masks, social distancing, distancing, washing hands, staying home unless you absolutely must go out. Sislak says that we need the next 2 weeks to bring testing timelines down, to catch up on contact tracing, and to relieve Nevada's healthcare infrastructure. He says if you don't have to go out, don't go out. He asked Nevadans to give the next 2 weeks a chance. He knows it's frustrating. The number of positive COVID-19 cases has been increasing in Nevada, with 1,322 new cases reported in just the past 24 hours. The positivity rate is now at 14%. He said that the false spike predicted by all the medical and scientific experts is now our reality. So he says we're walking a tightrope. And ultimately, if Nevadans don't come together and give the next 2 weeks a change, he's going to be forced to take stronger action in 14 days.
If you just go back to over the summer when we really hit that first peak after the restrictions of lockdown were lifted and the masks came into play, and we saw everything go down.
Yeah.
Things dropped down low drastically. But I firmly believe in that pandemic fatigue, COVID fatigue, and people letting their guards down. It's just a great reminder to let's buckle up and get it done in the next couple weeks. We know what to do.
Just 2 weeks, you know, let's try it. Why not? I was thinking about it, and he's talking about everything, even like, you know, we have a couple of families we hang out with and stuff, and I look forward to those because of, yes, pandemic fatigue. But even things like that, just 2 weeks. And right after that, we're on top of Thanksgiving. So maybe then you can get together with your friends. Mm-hmm. Let's just give it a shot. So that's what's going on with that. I know there's a lot of frustration there, but it's worth a shot. Let's try it. Also this morning with gifts, it's really the thought that counts. So remember that this Christmas, because a bunch of homemade stuff may be coming your way. A new survey found almost everyone who's made or built something in quarantine say it's good enough to give as a gift. I actually like the homemade stuff. I'm touched by it. And I swear I'm not just saying that. I really am. A new survey found almost everyone who makes something will plan to give it away in some capacity. 85% of people who've made something say they will give at least one of their creations this year as a present. So what kind of stuff should you expect? I guess the top items we've made or created while stuck at home include baked goods, artwork, photo albums, and things you knit, like sweaters and blankets.
I do. It just shows they put more thought into it, time and effort making something for you, whether they're baking or assembling something. Something else that goes really far for me is if someone gets something engraved for you. It was a year ago, a buddy of mine gave me a little handheld axe, which is cool. I'm like, cool, an axe. But he had it engraved, a little tiny message on it. And the engraving is the thing that got me. Like the message that he paid someone to engrave it in the wood of the handle. And that little note is the one that, like, whoa, wow, you got it engraved.
Anything like personalized that's not just something that could go to anyone. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, that's for you.
And paying attention to what that person likes and their wants and desires.
Yeah. So that's, expect a lot of that this year. And then finally this morning, when's the last time you replaced your pillows? I know you replace yours quite often.
I do it a lot. Me personally, my wife doesn't do it that often, but I'm a frequent pillow changer.
I don't even know the last time I replaced my pillows because I love my pillows so much.
Really?
Yeah, that's probably pretty gross. I have washed it, so I don't know if that helps. But if it was before 2018, you're probably sleeping on a nice soft mound of filth. I fall into that category. At least according to this, a bunch of experts spoke on how often you need to replace different household items. And ideally, you should replace your pillows every year or two.
So you're more than 2 years, you think?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm thinking like 4 years or maybe even five. It's one of those memory pillows, like the memory foam. It's got too many memories right now. But I have washed it. It's a washable thing. So I know I washed it within the last year. So in my mind, that's fine. But it's probably not. I don't know.
But now you're a year after washing it. So it's like you've had it for a year with no wash.
Within the last year. So probably like 11 months. fire extinguishers are one of the things that you should replace. Most rechargeable ones need a recharge every 5 or 6 years. And the disposable kind need to be replaced after 12 years. Smoke detectors, even if they still work, they say replace them every 10 years because they lose sensitivity. And carbon monoxide detectors should go after 5 to 7 years. First aid kits, you might not need to replace everything in it, but check the expiration date. Some of the stuff in there expires after 3 to 5 years. Your kitchen sponge. Now, it depends on how much you use it, but in general, they say open a new one every 2 weeks. Your toothbrush every 3 to 4 months or sooner if the bristles look matted or frayed. They don't remove as much plaque after that. And the loofah in your shower every 3 months or it's going to end up covered in bacteria.
How are you on all those, some of those other items they mentioned? Sponge, how frequent are you on the sponge?
I don't use a kitchen sponge. I don't like sponges. I feel like they are just, they harbor bacteria. I have this brush. It is the coolest thing ever. One of my friends gave it to me, and now I get it for all my friends. It's a, it comes in this dish, and it's got like this false top on it with a bunch of little holes. And what you do is you put the kitchen soap in there, like your Palmolive or whatever, and it seeps into it. And then you have your brush, and then when you want soap on it, you push down on it. It goes directly on the brush, and then you can clean all your stuff with it. It's so amazing.
No, so I'm a sponge guy, but I do change them out every Saturday. I change out my sponge, so I'm a weekly changer because I do believe the bacteria just grows in that thing.
Yeah.
What prevents bacteria from growing in that sponge? Do you put it in the dishwasher? Because you still have like a scrubby type end that could be harboring bacteria.
Well, it's a brush, not a sponge.
Okay.
So it's like, I mean, it's literally sitting in soap. So I feel
constant
like
constant killing.
It's,
yes.
Yeah, it's constantly in there. You're going to have to replace them once the things get frayed and stuff. And that probably every couple of months. But yeah, that's my new favorite thing. So guess what you guys are getting for Christmas?
I'll take it. Coming up here in the 7 o'clock hour, we have The Dirt. Will Britney Spears ever perform again?
Little NSYNC for you on this Wednesday morning. It is Mix 94.1. Time right now is 7:03. Mercedes in the morning. That's brilliant. If there's any time to do something like that, it's now. That's so smart.
It really is. Has anybody had pandemic surgery, talking to like beauty type cosmetic surgery to better improve the way you look? Maybe some Botox, maybe an eyelid lift or eyelid surgery. 702-364-9400. I came home yesterday. My wife was on a Zoom. She's on a call, and she's talking to a coworker. And I pick up the conversation with my wife saying to her, oh, you really can't tell. I can't see it. And I'm kind of half listening to this conversation. I hear her friend, coworker, tell her, no, well, I had this thing done last week, and I still feel like my eyes, the little black and blue under my eyes. And so apparently the woman that my wife was talking to had eyelid surgery last week. She felt like she had droopy eyelids, so she had some kind of surgery to correct them. And she still had black and blue eyes underneath it. But here's the brilliant part. So then I hear her tell my wife, she goes, yes, I'm just going to do audio on this one. I don't want anyone else to see me. I'm going to say there's something wrong with my camera. She's like, okay, cool. So my wife was in on this. So they went into their Zoom call. My wife had some other people come in on the Zoom call. And then the person that had the eyelid surgery, she went audio only because she don't want people to see her black and blue eyes, which still need a couple more days to heal.
That makes sense. I mean, I honestly wouldn't think twice about that if someone just didn't have their camera on. Sometimes, you know, they don't turn them on. I know in my kids' classes, like none of them turn their cameras on. I feel so bad for the teachers. They're like practically begging them to turn on their cameras and no one will.
It's optional for students.
In some of my kids' classes, yeah. But back to her, if you're going to do something where you need to heal, and it's going to take a while. Now it sounds like is a better time than any ever, because most of us are at home. What did you decide to do because you knew you weren't going to see anyone? 702-364-9400. You knew you're going to be staying at home a lot. You knew you wouldn't have to explain anything. So you're like, hey, why not? 702-364-9400. That's so smart.
Well, here's another one, too. I thought this was comical. My wife was telling me this last night. Her boss just had a baby a couple weeks ago, and she's on maternity leave. So my wife has stepped into her boss's role and is handling all of her affairs while she's out. And she's doing Zoom stuff with some other people. And she says, there have been a couple people, and she's doing the calls, and they say to her, like, oh, where's Christine? And she's like, oh, she's on maternity leave. And, like, Christine was pregnant? And they're like, yes, but so Christine, right, the baby, all they saw from her for the past 6-7 months was neck up. And she didn't tell everyone that she was pregnant. So there were some people in the company that weren't aware that she was pregnant. They only saw her from the head up. They didn't see the belly. And so then she's gone having a baby. They're like, oh, we had no idea.
That's how I felt with one of our coworkers. I didn't even realize that she was pregnant until she made a post on Instagram. And all of a sudden, she's pregnant. I was like, whoa.
And I think that the headline was, well, guess you know what we did during lockdown, something like that. And it's just like, it's the best time to get things done. If you want to test a new hairstyle or a new hair color or something, now might be a good time. I know I told you how I got the microneedling done last week, and the whole thing with when you do that, you can't wear makeup for 24 hours. I'm like, no big deal. Normally, I'd be like, oh, I don't know, but what am I going to do? I'm here. Mm-hmm. So, and I'm wearing a mask, which is covering literally half of my face, so it's not a big deal. I love that idea. I wonder if plastic surgery cases have gone up because of this.
Yeah, now's the time to do it, and people see you, and if you look better, they're maybe thinking it's the Zoom filter or some kind of filter, and they get used to seeing your flawless face, and then when you see in person for the first time, you still have that flawless face. Mix, good morning. Who's this?
This is Amy.
Hey, Amy, did you do surgery during the pandemic?
Yeah, I went and had a gastric sleeve done. I haven't seen my family since February, so I'm thinking by the time we all emerge from this, I'll lose a bunch of weight, and they'll be really surprised.
They're probably not going to even realize, like, what the heck? You're a different person now. How much weight have you lost since you've done the surgery?
Up to this point, 35 pounds, but I did it very late summer, so...
That's a big amount right there. Congratulations. How do you feel?
I feel fantastic.
Oh, that is so awesome.
Cool.
I can't. Will you please take video of your family when they see you the first time? I am dying to see that.
All right, coming up here in the dirt, will Britney Spears ever perform again? She will, but one major thing has to happen in her life. I'll explain in about 7 minutes.
Mix 94.1 presents Four Corners Food Drive, benefiting Three Square Food Bank, collecting food donations to help our local neighbors in need this holiday season.
Everybody coming together, it's just truly amazing to see.
We're teaming up with all Albertsons and Vons locations across the valley, November 3rd through November 30th. This year, to keep up with safety and proper social distancing practices, you can donate food items in the Four Corners Food Drive donation bins located near the registers at all Albertsons and Vons locations.
Thank you so much.
For more info, visit Mix 941.fm. Special thanks to Three Square Food Bank, Albertsons and Vons, Finley Toyota, Finley North Volkswagen, Blue Point Medical Spa, and Southern Highlands. The Four Corners Food Drive from Mix 94.1.
The weekend, blinding lights. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning.
We never gossip.
Or would we?
Let's go.
Time for the Daily Dirt on Mix 94.1.
It is Veterans Day, and to all those who have served and those who continue to serve, we thank you so much. We owe you so much, including our freedom. So segueing from Veterans Day to some celebrities that we're honoring today on Veterans Day. I didn't realize.
That have served?
Yeah, these are celebrities
Gotcha.
that have served. Adam Driver from, what was the show on HBO he was on?
He was on Girls. He's Kylo Ren.
Yeah, I know. Oh, so he was in the Marines after 9/11 and served for almost 3 years before being medically discharged after a mountain biking accident. Tom Selleck, he was in the National Guard. Ice-T, he was in the Army in 1977.
Wow, I didn't know half of these people served. That's amazing. That's so great.
MC Hammer was in the Navy for 3 years in the early 80s. Robert Duvall and B. Arthur is another celebrity who served our country. So thank you to those celebrities as well.
Celebrities and non-celebrities alike who have served.
Indeed.
You're amazing.
Yeah, and that list might help you out with Heads Up this week. Let's leave it at that.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I didn't even notice that.
That's why I was about to do the story. I'm like, wait a second. I'll do it anyway.
Oh, that's all right.
Britney Spears, will she ever perform again? There's a chance, but one major thing needs to happen. Britney Spears' attorney says she's afraid of her dad and won't perform again while he is her conservator.
What is going on there? That is so bizarre. And is she really sending us hidden messages in her Instagram posts? Because some of them are very odd.
Even some of the ones where she's just dancing seem odd. I think Britney Spears is sexy, very sexy, but she did one a few weeks ago. The dancing seemed like she was under pressure to perform.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's going on there, but I hope she does perform again at some point. I hope she gets to that point where she's like, okay, I'm ready.
And one would think, too, she's so young, she has plenty of time still to perform, but
yeah.
Her attorneys added that they're thankful for her dad's service all these years, but she believes her father dished out hundreds of thousands of dollars to her former business manager for no good reason. And they say Britney is effectively being forced to go on strike while she waits for Jamie, her father, to step down as conservator of her estate.
Doesn't sound like he has any plans to do that.
No, he doesn't. My gosh. NBC is doing a musical called Dr. Seuss, The Grinch Musical. It's going to air on December 9th. It's going to be a theater production. It won't air live. It'll be taped in London, 2 hours long. But Matthew Morrison from Glee, he's going to play the Grinch.
Oh, he'll be good. He's got that singing background. I think he'll be great.
Yeah, that'll be a fun one to watch. A couple TV things here. So ABC has announced the premiere date of The Bachelor. This is Matt James. I don't know who he is. I don't know if he was on before, but he is our Bachelor, and that will kick off on January 4th. And then American Idol is set to return for its fourth season on ABC on February 14th.
Wow. American Idol still going strong.
Nuts. Are you watching? Are you caught up on This Is Us?
I started to watch it last night, but I got distracted with something and I wasn't able to finish it. So, no, I am not. Why? What's up?
Well, I haven't started watching it. My wife was, she was out of town. Our deal was we'll watch it together. And this has been kind of a busy week. So our plan is to watch it this weekend. So I think we got 3 episodes to catch up on.
Well, the first episode was fantastic.
Yeah.
Like, so good. And there was something that happened at the end where you were just like, whoa. And then last night, like I said, it was kind of on in the background while I was working. They're doing everything like it's currently happening. Like, they're talking masks and social distancing, and they're having to do Zoom school and stuff like that. So they really are keeping up with what's going on. I have to give them credit for that.
That's really cool. Then, yeah, to tie in the current situation that we're all dealing with into one of your favorite shows. Okay, 1 hour from right now, we'll have Heads Up. And when you win Heads Up, this is cool. You'll get tickets to Dua Lipa's virtual concert experience that happens on November 27th. Right around 8:25, we have your tickets. Here is Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande.
John Legend, Meghan Trainor on Mix 94.1. It is 7:29 Wednesday morning. Happy Veterans Day. Thank you to all the veterans out there that have served or are currently serving. We appreciate you. I was just sitting here in disbelief. I'm so embarrassed because have you ever realized something that you did something really embarrassing after the fact? You didn't realize it at the time, and then it took something else to either remind you or someone pointed it out. So I told you earlier this week, my husband traded in his car and he got a new one, and we were just super excited. He hasn't had a new car in a long time. We got a good price for our trade-in, and he got a brand new car. So I was going to post a picture of us that we took at the dealership when we got it on Saturday. And he had the photos on his phone. So last night I'm going through his phone, and I'm like, hey, I want to send one of those pictures to myself so I can post it. And he's like, yeah, no problem. Go through it. So I'm looking at it. I'm going through the pictures, and I look at this one, and it looks like I'm wearing a little tiny button on my shirt. Like, you know, the old buttons from the 80s and 90s that people would put on their,
yeah,
like,
their jackets
and stuff. And so I zoom in and I look. And the whole time I was there, no one said a word. I was wearing a sticker that said "Inspected by 37." What an idiot!
That little tag.
No one said anything to me.
Maybe they didn't notice it,
or maybe
they didn't want to say anything.
I don't even know how they could have not noticed it. I noticed it. It was the first thing I saw when I looked at the picture. I'm
where
like,
was it again?
It was like on my boob.
Oh, was it inspected by 37?
Yeah,
thinking,
oh, I know. Even
Matt,
that,
are you 37?
So I showed him. I'm like, did you see this? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, no, this. And I pointed to the sticker. He goes, oh my gosh, what does that say? And I said, it says inspected by 37. I was like, I didn't even notice that. Honestly, you're totally fine. No one noticed it. I'm thinking, that's a lie. Everyone must have noticed it. I'm so embarrassed after the fact. Have you ever had just a dumb, embarrassing moment where you're like, why didn't anyone say anything to me? 702-364-9400. I'm mortified. Luckily, there was another one where you don't see the sticker, but just that one.
Inspected by 37. And I wonder if Inspector 37 knows right now that we're talking about them on the radio, whatever factory they work at in maybe Wyoming or something. And they put their, you know, they put the little sticker on and they're proud of that shirt. And like, you know what? I'm going to put my inspection sticker on the chest area because I want everyone to see that it was inspected by 37.
See, I've worn that shirt before. I don't think it was from that shirt. I think it came off of something else and ended up there because I've worn that shirt. I've washed that shirt. It wasn't a new shirt. It was really bizarre. Or maybe, you know how we used to stick things on each other's back on purpose as a joke? I feel like maybe someone like, but I would have noticed if they stuck something on my chest. This is not like it's on my back or anything. It's really bizarre.
The one for us, and for some reason it happens often, more often than not, is go to the dry cleaner to get our dry cleaning. And for some reason, it's a pair of my underwear, I think I talked about this a couple weeks ago, or my wife's panties, that ends up in that dry cleaning bag. And then when you go to pick it up, you know, at the dry cleaner, they just dry clean your underwear. But for some reason, it's always the first thing. They go, oh, yeah, let me get your order. And they get your order. They hang it on that hangy thing. And you see your shirts. And the first thing, though, pair of panties or a blue pair of underwear. I'm like, okay, that's mine.
Like, who dry cleans their underwear? That's happened to me before.
And why can't they put it in the middle of things? Why did they have it out on the end for everyone to see?
Chris with the K, what is up? What embarrassing thing happened to you? Chris.
Hi.
Hi.
Let me turn my radio. I had a pair of pants I bought, and I had gained some weight, and it was one of those pants that has the long sticker on the back of the pants that goes all the way down the back.
Oh, that says your size.
Teen woman. And here I am walking through the store all day wearing this thing. Nobody said a word to me. I got home, and my son said, do you know that you've got that sticker on the back of your pants? And I said, oh. So, yeah.
The whole day. Like, that is the worst. If you see someone with a sticker, a random sticker on their pants, on their shirt, that just doesn't look like it should be there, I think we should all make a pact right now to say something.
Yes.
I've never had that jean one happen to me before, but I know the exact stickers that you're talking about.
Well, for ladies' jeans, like all my jeans, the sizing is on the tag of the jean. So I have Levi jeans.
Yeah, it says like 32, 30 or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. So you see, it's right there on display. Hey, here's my waist size and here's my little length. Here it is for everyone to see.
I used to have a girlfriend in high school, and she used to wear guys' jeans, but she didn't like that it said the size on it, so she would take a Sharpie and block that out.
They should, very private.
So you could see that. It's so funny. Yeah, women's jeans, we don't play that game.
I would just see my stuff. Come on now. Hot 3's coming up next. What do we got?
All right. Well, the U.S. divorce rate, has it gone up or has it gone down? We're going to talk about that also. Most young people say they are terrified of this happening to them. And the first word of the year for 2020 is out. Can you take a wild guess on what it is? We're going to tell you all about it coming up next in the Hot 3.
Don't ghost us. Mercedes in the Morning will be right back. Mix 94.1.
Savage Love on Mix 94.1.
It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is brought to you by attorney Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
The divorce rate in America just hit a record low in 2019. That was before 2020.
Oh, all right. So let's come back to this one next year.
Yeah, we'll see. No, for every 1,000 marriages in the last year, only 14.9 ended in divorce. That is the lowest rate we have seen in 50 years. It's even slightly lower than the 1970 when 15 marriages ended in divorce per 1,000 marriages. According to new census data, the median duration of current marriages in the U.S. has increased almost 1 year in the recent decade. From 19 years in 2010 to 19.8 years in 2019. And the drop in the divorce rate, they say, is likely to continue this year despite the pandemic. According to data, 58% said that the pandemic has actually made them appreciate their spouse even more.
In your personal world, do you know any friends that got a divorce in 2019? And do you know any friends that have gotten a divorce this year?
Yes, in 2019. This year, well, like I have friends that are newly single, but things kind of started last year and then now it's officially over.
Oh, okay.
So nothing that really happened during the pandemic. as far as marriages go, I've seen a lot of breakups in you know, boyfriend, girlfriend, but that's about it. How about you?
No divorces in 2019, and racking my brain with my friends this year, not that I know of. Not that I know of. No. Everyone's been solid. At least they look solid.
Knock on wood. Yeah. But we haven't really seen much of each other, too.
Exactly.
So this is something we need to take into consideration. Also this morning, maybe the real sign you've finally grown up is when you come to terms with the idea that you might lose your hair one day. According to a new survey, most young people are, quote, terrified of going bald. At least 51% of men under 34 and 55% of women under 34 say going bald terrifies them. It seems like men really come to terms with it better after they hit 45. At that point, only 28% are terrified of going bald. Women never become quite that cool with it. But by age 45, only 44% say they're that worried.
Is it true? You're supposed to look at your mom's side of the family when it comes to hair loss and how your hair should be in the future. Because if that's the case, like my grandfather, he still had good hair when he passed away. My uncles all have, they all have solid hair. So I look at them and I feel good.
Yeah, I've never heard like what side of the family like the gene is carried on. I'm not quite sure on that, but I mean, if you don't have anyone bald in your family, I'm guessing you're probably gonna be okay.
Yeah,
yeah. So something to look forward to for you, so you're not worried about it.
Yeah, I mean, my hair's starting to recede and stuff, and I've got a game plan lined out, you know, for future hairstyle and stuff. But right now, yeah, I'm not worried about it.
Wait, you have a game plan?
Okay.
You have a game plan for future hairstyles? Do you have like a roadmap to bald? This is where we're going. If you continue to lose your hair, what's your plan in place?
You know, there's plans for COVID and businesses returning. I got a plan for my hair. You know, a year from now, we're going to start cutting it a certain way. 2 years from now.
Where are you going? So you're going from where you are now to what? Then what happens once you start receding a little more?
I truly think, though, in all honesty, at some point, so it is starting to recede. I look how it was from 5 years ago to now. It's starting to go. It's starting to creep back a little bit. I think I still push it up and back. I think at some point it's going to fall forward. Not Caesar style.
Oh, my gosh.
No,
don't do that. Please.
But I think
it'll
come down like a swoop thing. Because I can break it down far. And it looks like, wow, I got a lot of hair on my head. But
it's going to swoop over one eye. I don't want you to see all of my face.
Was that the emo look?
It's Phantom of the Opera style face.
But that's going to be a big thing when I decide to do, instead of coming back, to kind of have something where it just kind of, you know, falls over the receding area.
This is very exciting. I can't wait to see Emo JC.
I know. I think 2022.
Wow. I'm really looking forward to that.
I'll take a sample photo tonight. Because when I get out of the shower, it's floppy and it falls flat. So I'll do a sample photo so you can study it.
Oh, I think you need to embrace it and just like go full on skullet. Like grow it out in the back and then do the mullet. But then, you know, it's receded all the way back. So you're bald up top and then you've got the skullet instead of the mullet.
Like the Hulk Hogan almost. Hogan has that longer in the back.
Yes, can you do that? And it would be an ode to Hulk.
And diet blonde.
Yes, please. Tear your shirt off too, wherever you go.
Here's the thing though. Look at a current picture of Hulk Hogan and you see like he's got a bandana on and you see he still has like long hair coming out of his bandana. And you're like, wow, the guy's, I know he's going bald, but he's really holding on to the back of that hair. That is fake hair that is stitched into the bandana.
Oh my gosh, are you serious?
Swear to God, because there's some photos where you see strings of hair. That's the real hair. The bandana photo with his hair coming down almost to his shoulders. You think, dang, he's still got it. Uh-uh. It's stitched into his bandana.
Do you have your hair stitched into your skinny jeans where it goes up on top of your head? That's what you're going to start doing.
It comes up my back and over the top.
All right, finally this morning. It's that time of year when all the dictionaries start making their pick for the word of the year. And you'd have to imagine they'll all go with something related to the pandemic this year. Collins Dictionary, they are the first to make a word of the year pick for 2020. And they chose, any guesses?
Zoom.
Zoom, that's actually a very good guess. No, the word they chose this year is lockdown. They say the use of the word lockdown across websites, books, and news is up 6,000% from last year, which makes a lot of sense. Some of the runners-up they had for word of the year are BLM, coronavirus, furlough, self-isolate, and social distancing. But not all of their runners-up were serious. One was mukbang, which is the Korean term for a video where you eat just a ton of food for the entertainment of the viewers. I really hope 2021 features fewer lockdowns and way more mukbang.
Yeah, I'm going to mukbang tonight. I'm starving. I didn't know that was a term.
Oh, you've never watched a mukbang video?
No, I mukbang all the time, but I didn't know that was a thing.
Who was the one that did, they did the mukbang at IHOP, and was it James Charles and, hold on one second, you got to watch it. The video was, it was like James Charles and someone else. I can't remember. So they did, they went to IHOP. They ordered everything on the menu. Then they take it home and they put it all out on a table and they just start eating all of it. And you just watch them do this thing. It's oddly fascinating. I sat there. Oh, it was James Charles and Emma Chamberlain who did it. And yeah, they just ate everything.
Did they finish it or did they get sick at some point?
I did tap out at a certain point, but no one got sick. I just remember sitting there, like, I'm literally watching videos of people eating food, but just seeing them dive into those pancakes and the eggs and stuff. Mm. Let's do our own.
Let's just see. We're not filming. Let's just do it.
Yeah, I loved it. It was the Dolan twins, too. So you got to watch a mukbang video. It's truly fascinating.
I'll have to watch this tonight while I'm mukbanging. Variety has named Harry Styles as their hitmaker of the year. Here he is with Adore You. It's Mix.
Billie Eilish on Mix 94.1. Hey, teachers, we want to salute you. This month, we are looking for the Mercedes in the Morning Teacher of the Month. We want to honor one teacher in the Las Vegas Valley for all the amazing things that they do for their students, especially during this time of virtual learning. So, students, parents, tell us about your amazing teacher. The Teacher of the Month will get a $100 Visa gift card courtesy of Finley Chevrolet, and the nominating student will also get a $100 Visa gift card courtesy of Silver State Credit Union.
Yeah, to nominate your teacher, just go to our website, mix941.fm. We know a lot of teachers are off today, and also students too, but you're still listening. Go nominate your teacher today at mix941.fm. And a big thanks to our sponsors, Finley Chevrolet and Silver State Schools Credit Union. And it's really cool because we've done Teacher of the Month before in the past, and the teacher gets a cool prize and get a gift card. And now the nominating student is getting something really big as well.
We're really excited about that. It's been a crazy year of virtual learning, or maybe you are going to school. Still a lot of differences compared to this time last year. So we want to salute those teachers. Get your nominations in. Mix941.fm. It is 8 o'clock. And the answer, like I said right before we went on the air, is I've literally never heard of this before. Like that, I'm sorry, but it sounds almost perverted in a way. I don't understand what the message you were trying to send was.
Well, I didn't do it, but I saw this. Mercedes and I were talking about the mask and make sure we're wearing our masks right now. And you see people out there driving and they have their mask hanging from their rearview mirror. Easy access to grab it and put it on when they leave their car. And I made a comment to Mercedes. I said, hey, have you ever seen someone driving their car and they got a garter belt hanging from their rearview mirror?
No, not a garter belt, a garter.
Well, yeah,
a garter belt is the thing that goes around. You're thinking about the little garter thing that goes around your leg. Yeah, that's a garter.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about. No, maybe be aggressive and do a garter belt. You've never seen.
I just put a whole thing of lingerie on my rear mirror.
You've never seen. This was something I would see back east all the time. And I never put much thought into as to why the guy was normally a guy that would have the garter hanging there. You never saw this, though.
Where would they get the garter? What was the garter from? They just went to the store and bought one? Did they go to a wedding and they caught it? Like, why? Why? What message are you sending?
702-364-9400. Did you do this growing up? Why did you do it? Did you see this? Was this something that only happened in my town, in Bucks County, Pennsylvania? I always assumed it just meant, like, they had a girlfriend.
I have a girlfriend.
they got a lady, and my brain also went to maybe they got busy in their car, and the garter was left in the car.
Someone just texted that they have heard of that, but that's what the guys would put on their rearview mirror after prom when the girl wore that. They would take it. It was like their prom souvenir. Seriously.
And then hang it on their rearview mirror to let everybody know, all cars that pass them, hey. Prom night?
I went to prom. See? I had a date and everything. She wore this. I don't get it. I really don't get it. Where is there something that you did maybe in your hometown that you now wonder if that was normal? That maybe you don't see that anywhere else and you think, huh, seemed normal at the time, but now looking back, could be a little odd. 702-364-9400.
So yeah, the garter around the rearview mirror, showing everyone that you had a date for your prom, and it was a very nice date, I guess. Unless the girl just took it off in the night and go, here you go. Or you could just go to the store and buy one and hang it there so people think you had a nice prom night.
I want to say, like, is there a profession where someone's wearing some sort of a dress shirt and a tuxedo vest, and they have, like, a thing around their arm that looks like a garter? Maybe even a dealer or sometime, or like a circus guy, or what am I thinking of? Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like there was something around their arm, some sort of a band. Was that a garter? And what was that profession that had that?
Was it an old-timey dealer that had it? Or a banker? I can see it in my mind.
Yeah, me too.
A top hat on, maybe, too. And then a puffier shirt. And then the thing around the arm. But what was that for?
What was that armband signaling? 702-364-9400. I will say, you know, not to poke fun at that too much, in my hometown, there was a lot of this going on. And I never understood it, but I did it. And it was dumb. We would hang CDs from our rearview mirror. Just a regular CD. I remember getting dental floss and like putting it through the middle and then hanging it, because when the light would hit it right, it would give off the, like, this cool rainbow spectrum like reflection. And everyone thought it was so cool. And until someone else's hits you right in the eye when the sun hits it perfectly. But that's something weird that we hung from our rearview mirrors that now looking back may not be the most normal thing.
What's the odd thing from your hometown and then the weird thing you hung from your rearview mirror? I remember kind of saying that I didn't do it, but I always wonder too, would you blind yourself at times with the light hitting it and hit me while you're driving?
I'm sure I did. And there was no rhyme or reason to why I did it other than I saw it once when I was in a parking lot going through and I saw it hanging from someone else's. So I thought, oh, that must be the cool thing to do now. So then, like I said, I went and got dental floss too, and it was the minty kind. So my car even smelled kind of minty after the fact.
Well, what CD did you go with? And then what if you wanted to play that CD? Just yank it off and then pop it in the CD player?
Here's the thing. I remember distinctly taking one of my parents' CDs because I didn't want to waste one of mine that I listened to. Do I remember what it was? I don't, but I think it was like, I want to say maybe it was something by like a Christmas artist that I thought, oh, they don't need to notice it's gone during the holidays because they don't listen to it the rest of the year. So this will work. This one says, in New York City, all the Italian guys have garters on their rearview mirrors. It was mostly in the 80s. This one says, old bartenders to hold their bottle opener. Was that the thing that they had on their arm? Yeah, maybe it was a bartender thing.
Didn't Brandon Flowers have that look for a while too? I feel like he had that look at some point in his Killers career.
It might, yeah, maybe.
I'm gonna research.
My husband is a car mechanic, this text says, and he sees a lot of baby shoes hanging from the rearview mirrors. We've got the tassels, yeah, graduation tassel from Caps. And this one says, I did this. I went to my cousin's wedding and caught the garter. I was only 21, so I put it in my rearview mirror just to show that I'm single. Oh, yeah, that could say, hey, look, I caught this. Want me to take it off and put it on you, baby? Lulu says that CD hanging was supposedly to scramble the police speed's radar gun to not be able to get your speed.
Give me a CD, Stat.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I'm so sorry, police officers. I just thought it looked cool. I like the rainbow.
I'm hanging five of them from my rearview mirror right now. Coming up here in about 15 minutes, 8:25-ish, Dua Lipa. She's got a virtual concert, and we have your tickets. They're yours when you win Heads Up.
We know you're listening differently these days.
I love to listen at work, in the car, and when I'm at the gym.
I love it.
You can find us on your smartphone by downloading the Radio.com app.
It's awesome.
It's simple. It's free, and then you can carry us with you 24 hours a day, everywhere you go.
It's my favorite thing to crank out.
Vegas' best variety on your radio.
I love the music.
And on your smartphone.
Download the app.
Radio.com.
Mix 94.1.
Justin Bieber Intentions, and Justin Bieber will be performing with Dan and Shay tonight at the 54th annual CMA Awards. And speaking of performances, Dua Lipa, she's doing a virtual concert experience, Studio 2054 on November 27th. We have your tickets coming up in less than 5 minutes with Heads Up.
Raise your hand if you have a crush on Dua Lipa. How many of us raised our hands? I can't see Nudie. All three of us raised our hands.
Yes.
I have the biggest crush on Dua Lipa. I'm so excited for that concert. We should do, you know what we should do? Oh my gosh, I have a list of questions. Hold on here, 1 second. Have you ever heard of one of those raise your hand polls where I have this list of questions, I'm trying to find it here, of kind of embarrassing things or kind of controversial things you may have done. And I put that out there. I say, who has done this? And if you have, you raise your hand. But the thing is, we don't reveal who raised their hand. We just reveal how many people raised their hand.
Oh, I love this. I love this. But what I have to do, the hand announce.
You would have to say
how many
people.
Hands are, okay.
Yeah, because I can't see Nudia. We're in three separate studios. I can see JC through the window, but Nudia is, JC's kind of like in the corner. And then I'm on one side and Nudia is on the other side. So Nudia, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. All right. So no answers. We're just going to, I found my list. I'm going to throw out the thing. And JC, you will say either the number 1, 2, or 3. And the fun part will be trying to figure out who did put their hand up or did not.
All right. Fair.
Okay.
All right. Let's do it.
Raise your hand poll. Here we go. Number 1. Who has sucked on someone's toe?
1.
Okay. Who has been kicked out of a public establishment?
1. No, I am just the one announcing the numbers, just so you know.
I can see Nudia and Mercedes. Okay. I mean, we, by process of elimination, can figure things out over here.
Yeah, we all can see each other.
You know what we should have done is we should have put this on Zoom and done a live stream. So the only way to find out the answers would be to see on video. We'll do that next time. Who has been spanked in the bedroom?
2.
She's the best referee for this, honestly.
I look in the room to make sure there's glares, by the way. I want to make sure I got everything.
Who has been rejected trying to kiss someone?
2.
Who has bullied someone?
3.
Oh, okay. So let's talk about this. Let's talk about this now. So we all know we all have. I was notorious for bullying my younger brother. I was so mean to him, always, until he got bigger than me, and then it was reversed. What about you?
I'm not proud of it, but growing up, I was bullied a lot, and I also bullied kids in school. Just stupid stuff. Nothing. I mean, I don't think it was anything too traumatic and stuff. But your standard bullying, I would get it, but I would also dish it too, and then also siblings too. Yeah.
Okay, Nudia.
I only bully the guys I date until they don't like me anymore, and then I wonder why. So
it's like you want to break up with them, but you don't want to do the breaking up, so you force them to do it. Okay.
That was our first 3 for 3.
Yeah, let's see if we can get another one.
I really thought the spanking one was going to be it.
Yeah, that was a shocker.
That was,
Okay. Who has been with the former lover of a good friend?
2.
Who has had relations?
Nudie is dying over here. This is the best.
Everyone's going to think it's me because I'm laughing at everything.
Who has had relations in a public pool?
You.
1.
Oh, sorry.
Nudia, we can't judge.
You said that was a public.
That sounds cool.
A public pool.
Public
that
pool.
That actually sounds pretty cool.
Public
I'm
pool.
I'm jealous.
Public.
A little. The more I'm thinking about
let's,
it, the better.
Let's not
it
discuss too much,
no,
lest we give away who raised their hand.
Let's go on to the next question.
Who has done something sexual in a movie theater? Who has been stopped by airport security?
One.
Who has lied to your employer about being sick?
Current employer? Or just ever?
You know what? I was saying current employer, but let's do ever.
Ever? Three. We all know one job.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, you don't even come. I'm sick.
Hey,
you,
yeah. I can't come in. I'm not feeling really good today.
Let's hit one more, then we'll do the Dua Lipa stuff.
Okay. Who has been walked in on while having relations?
One.
One. Okay. Okay. Anyone want to fess up for being that one? Anyone?
I'll just say for one of the hand raising, it was a popular Alanis lyric.
Oh, but who walked in?
Oh, I was talking about one back, a couple ones back.
Oh, I meant the last one.
Last one for me? I did raise my hand on that one. I was the girl I was dating. This is the 90s. She lived with her grandparents. Her grandfather came walking in.
Oh, my gosh.
He was not all with her, though. Grandpa, get out. Oh, okay. And he just left. And then he high-fived me later on in the night. It was odd.
Next time we do that, we'll live stream it so then you can actually get the answers. Or if you want some clarification, who knows? Maybe one of us would be willing to admit to some of those.
Yeah, or maybe just somehow we post online for example, question one, JC raised his hand. You have to then print it out and listen to the podcast to match it all up.
Oh, that sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah, true. All right, let me hit this again because right now we're looking for caller 20, 702-364-9400. That's you. You're playing heads up for a cool prize.
Yes. Speaking of Dua Lipa, the woman, the inspiration of what we just did, we've got your pass to her virtual concert. This thing is going to be so cool. Dua Lipa, it is her 2054 virtual concert, a night of music mayhem. And if you want to go on Zoom, really, all you got to do is be caller 20 right now. Play heads up. Get 6 and 60 seconds and you win. Caller 20 plays 702-364-9400.
Ava Max, Kings and Queens. It's Mix 94.1. Mercedes in the morning, rolling through 60 plus minutes commercial free.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Rachel.
Hi.
You're caller 20. You ready to play Heads Up?
Really? Yes, I'm so ready.
All right. We want to get you this Dua Lipa virtual concert. It's called Studio 2054, a night of music, mayhem, performance, theater, dance, and much more on November 27th. Pick a category. Do you want to go with Born on the Bayou, Military Time, or November to Remember?
I'm going to go with Military Time.
Military Time. Today is Veterans Day. So these are all celebrities that have served in the military, okay?
Okay, I'm really bad at names.
Oh, you'll be fine. We're going to make this happen for you. Pick a partner this morning. Who do you want to go with?
You, Mercedes.
Okay.
All right, Rachel, you got 60 seconds on the clock. You get 6 correct, and you'll get these tickets to Dua Lipa's virtual concert. It's all about celebrities that served in the military. Hey, ladies, start now.
He is the host of The Price is Right. He wears these horn-rimmed glasses.
Oh, my gosh.
No. Okay, let's pass that one. He was the creator of Playboy magazine.
Hugh Hefner?
Yes. She was Dorothy in The Golden Girls. The tall one.
No.
Okay. He was the host of The Tonight Show a long, long time ago before Jay Leno.
Before Jay Leno.
And he was with Ed McMahon.
No.
Okay. He sings Blue Suede Shoes, Jailhouse Rock, an icon.
Jailhouse Rock. Elvis?
Yes. This is I Pity the Fool Who Don't. Yes. He's the host of Wheel of Fortune. Vanna White and...
Oh, gosh. No.
Okay, pass. He was on... He does, like, let me buy a reverse mortgage. Or, I don't know.
Who's... Is Tom Selleck a reverse mortgage guy?
He's doing... Isn't he the guy that I see on TV trying to get old people to sign up and do
don't
a reverse
mortgage?
Don't
tell me Tom Selleck has crossed over to a reverse mortgage guy.
That's all I see him doing.
No, it's not Tom Selleck.
I hope not, but...
Same here.
But anyway, Rachel, I'm sorry. That was very hard. And for some... Yeah, you even warned us. You said you were it was tough for you with names. Hold on the line. Don't hang up. I want to get you a consolation gift just for playing. But yeah, so Drew Carey was the first one. Is Tom Selleck the... did I just make that up, or did I have a dream that that was supposed to...
I can see the reverse... I can hear the reverse commercials. I don't think it's Tom Selleck. He's still a sex symbol, is he not?
No, I can definitely tell you that is not
really
the case.
Really, he's not? No. He's a Sigma Chi. He's a fraternity brother of mine.
You know, he's trying to get older people to... Yes, he is.
Tom's... Oh, man.
And how funny is that? That's how I knew him.
Heads up. It really opens our eyes to things. Because for Rachel, when you said Tonight Show host long, long time ago... She's thinking Jay Leno, not even knowing Johnny Carson, you know?
He's trying to get them to give up their homes and get a reverse mortgage.
Skygo with One Republic, Lose Somebody. Real quick, congratulations to Meredith. She got those passes to Dua Lipa's virtual concert that's coming up on the 27th. We've got your passes tomorrow morning, 8:25, with Heads Up.
It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
And Hot 3 is brought to you by attorney Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Governor Sisolak made a passionate plea yesterday urging Nevadans to stop the divisiveness as we deal with a surge in COVID-19 cases. And he announced what he calls Stay at Home 2.0. So this new initiative is asking everyone to buckle down and prevent further spread of the virus statewide. For the next 2 weeks, he says it's back to the basics, including wearing masks, social distancing, washing hands, and staying home unless you absolutely must go out. Sisolak says we need the next 2 weeks to bring testing timelines down, to catch up on contact tracing, and to relieve Nevada's healthcare infrastructure. He says if you don't have to go out, don't go out. He also asked Nevadans to give the next 2 weeks a chance. The number of positive COVID-19 cases has been increasing in Nevada, with 1,322 new cases reported in just the past 24 hours, and the positivity rate is now at nearly 14%. He says the false spike predicted by all medical and scientific experts is now our reality. So he noted, we're walking a tightrope here. We're trying to save lives and save other aspects of our daily life at the same time. But ultimately, he said, if we don't come together and give the next 2 weeks a chance, he'd be forced to take stronger action in the next 14 days.
It kind of reminds me of the first time we went into that lockdown. We had this 2 weeks, and I don't think it was a mandatory lockdown, but just kind of laid things out, and then it rolled over for another week, and obviously rolled over for how long we all saw things transpire. What I think is different this time, we all know what to do this time around. We know the social distancing game. We know the washing the hands. We know the mask. We know the sanitizing. We know the game to play. So just play the game for the next couple weeks, and hopefully, like you said, there could be a light at the end of the tunnel if we play our cards right over the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, it sounds like it's a very critical time right now, and we get it, man. We're all sick of this. We all have that pandemic fatigue. It sucks. I want to go all over the place, but it's just, okay, 2 weeks. Let's give it these 2 weeks, and let's see if we can get this more under control. And I know it's frustrating. I can feel the frustration from so many people. All right, also this morning, if you put your Christmas tree up before Thanksgiving, your friends might think you're too into the holidays, but your kids, they may have a different take. More than 1 in 6 kids under the age of 10 think Christmas trees should be left up all year, according to a new poll. Some other stats, when asked how long should you leave the tree up, 47% of kids said as long as you want. 29% said from Thanksgiving to New Year's. 17% said all year. And 5% said only on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. That seems like such a waste to go through all that and just to have it up for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day.
Yeah, I would want it up longer. I wouldn't want it up year-round. Then everyone's different, whatever you want to do, so be it. But to me, if it was up year-round, it would lose that special feeling, that specialness. And when you break out the Christmas decorations or someone puts up Christmas lights for the first time, it's a nice feeling to see it. And if it was up year-round, it just wouldn't be as special, to me at least.
It wouldn't go with my decor all year long. Like, I can forego it for two months. I love it. It's great. But then it just doesn't really match. Does your Christmas tree match?
No, the biggest struggle is a Christmas tree for me, because I only have a tiny, tiny area to put it in. So I get a real slim, thin one. And now it fits great in the corner, but it's hard for me to get a Christmas tree in there.
Yeah, they say 20% of kids think they pick out the best trees. 48% said their mom does. 29% said their dad does. And 2/3 of kids prefer real Christmas trees over artificial ones. Kids also say they have no idea how long it takes to grow a tree. Answers raised from 50 minutes to 1 million years. So the real answer is 7 to 10 years.
All right. That's funny. Plant a seed. It'll be ready in an hour.
Well, just wait for it like a microwave. All right. Finally, this morning, the dating app Plenty of Fish put out an annual list of dating trends they expect to see more of next year. And a few of the trends on their list have to do with COVID. Here are some of the dating trends that they're predicting we're going to see a lot more of. There's Fauciing. What is Fauciing? Well, that's declining to date someone because you don't feel like they're taking the pandemic seriously enough. You're Fauciing them. Masquerading, when you pretend to care about masks in COVID-19 just so people will date you. What else is here? Zoolandering, just like the movie Zoolander. It's people who won't stop checking themselves out on camera when you're on a Zoom date, where you can tell they're just looking at themselves. They're not looking at you.
It's hard not to just look at the camera. Look at the camera. Look down at yourself. Like, ah,
it's so frustrating. I gravitate towards that. I don't know why. It's not that I particularly love looking at myself. I just want to make sure I don't look weird.
Yes, yes, yes. And it's so funny. Ever a friend take a picture of the Zoom meeting and they send it to you or they post it and you realize how miserable you look, at least for me, because someone, it was Nudia that I think had a picture of our last Zoom meeting. And I saw myself and I looked so miserable.
Oh, no.
But in my mind, I was enjoying myself. But it was a meeting where our boss gave us the popcorn to eat during the meeting.
Be honest, you were miserable.
I was like, whoa.
And then Bradying is another one of these terms. If you had to guess what Bradying is, what would you think?
Bradying, it ties in with Tom Brady leaving a relationship after a long time to go to a... something you think is better, but it's truly not better?
Well, that's exactly what it is.
It?
Yeah, it's when you end a long-term relationship, even though everyone says it's a mistake, you are Bradying. And then there's the hey and pray. When you play the numbers game on dating apps, you just spam a bunch of people with things like hi or hey. And then you pray someone's going to respond. 2/3 of women say who use dating apps say it's happened to them.
Have you been hayed and prayed? Is that what it is, Nudia?
Yeah, I see a lot of guys do it. I mean, I think I've only done it when I'm drunk, you know?
You're like, you work.
I swipe on everyone. Hey, what's up? Hi. What are you doing?
And then the next day when you're not drunk, you're like, oh.
Yeah,
yeah, I have all these messages and I'm like, I'm so not into it anymore.
All right, this is Surf Mesa. I love you, baby. Mix 94.1.
Louis Capaldi on Mix 94.1. Did I say that twice? Did you hear me say that twice? Was my volume just down?
No, we heard you. Yeah, Louis, twice.
Oh, okay.
Why does it sound weird right now to you?
Yeah, I sounded muffled. That's why I wasn't sure if
everything
I was even on.
Everything sounds muffled now.
That's very odd. Everything okay?
Yeah, everything. But it sounds muffled in my headphones.
Yeah, it sounds muffled to me, too. That's why I wasn't sure if we were even on.
Yeah, we're
there.
On.
All right. Well, what's up? It's 8:49. It's Mercedes in the morning. It's fun. I just got off the phone. I was talking to my husband because he had to take my daughter in for an orthodontist appointment today, and they ended up pulling one of her teeth. Which we were not expecting. That's why I was like, is she okay? What happened? And it was a loose tooth, and it was just kind of getting in the way of things. But it was funny because I guess some places are doing like Zoom dentist appointments and Zoom orthodontist appointments, and on this one she had to physically be there because they had to fit her retainer and all of this stuff. But I was thinking, we were talking about dating on Zoom and now he was talking about dentistry via Zoom, and what's the odd thing that you now have done via Zoom that you don't think you would have done at any other point except 2020? 702-364-9400. Who's had the weirdest Zoom appointment? So we've got a dentist, and then this weekend we had some family photos taken and we met with the photographer via Zoom to select the ones that we wanted to order. And it was just so funny because he would share a screen and we'd pop up the pictures.
Oh,
we like that one. Oh no, I like that one. How would this one look on our wall? And he's got this virtual program where he could put it on the wall and we could see the sizing of it. And we're like, that's the one we want to get. So I just never thought I'd be selecting my family photos via Zoom.
That's yeah. What's the craziest, funniest thing that you've done via Zoom? Yeah, going through those pictures too. You were able to zoom in on the photos.
Yeah,
and see which ones
Zoom
you like.
During Zoom. Yeah, and then they sent us a link afterwards. But he did the whole presentation, and we're like all sitting there around the table. Ooh, ah, oh, I like that one. Oh, I don't like that one. Ah. It's so crazy.
My wife, you know, she rides horses and everything, and she's in the market for a new saddle. And normally they bring all the saddles out for you to try. And she was in California for a couple weeks at a horse competition. But the first step this go around was the guy literally giving her a Zoom presentation on the saddles that she might like. Like, I don't know, saddle talk, but this, you know, so this one's got certain flaps, and this one's got these stirrups, and this one has the thing for your butt. And he went through a bunch of different versions, and then I think they narrowed it down to like two or three that she might like, and he brought them out to her. But the initial presentation was done via Zoom, just walking through the saddles. And a saddle's something you got to sit on and feel and really get, you know, get a handle on. And he was doing his original presentation through Zoom.
So was he on like on a horse doing
no.
it?
I guess they're called horse, like they're like wood blocks. It was sitting on like a saddle holder, I guess you could call it. He wasn't on a horse, but he was kind of, and he wasn't even sitting on them, I don't think. He was just walking through the demonstration of them.
Was he inside or was he outside?
Outside.
Also, he like took his laptop out. He yeah, set it true. All up out there.
True.
That's what I pictured, like the whole setup. Because whenever we do Zoom interviews, and again, there's another thing interviewing people. I have my whole setup, and I have this big Costco box of macaroni and cheese, and it's big enough where it gives my laptop height. So I use that. I put that on the table, and then I put my laptop on top of that. So if you actually just took a picture, you'd see my laptop's on a Costco-sized macaroni and cheese box, but that's just what works for me.
When you guys, you mentioned that Matt went down and you got a new car this week and you were looking at new cars, a lot of car dealerships do the Zoom, like, tour of the vehicle. You can jump online and they'll show you the Zoom, everything about the car's features and everything, and then if you want to test drive it, then you can go down and test drive the car. But did you guys Zoom anything prior to going to the dealership?
No, they just actually, we did have them send a bunch of pictures, though, and before, and then we kind of narrowed it down to the ones that he wanted to look at. But we're getting some texts here. Call us. What was your weird Zoom meeting about? 702-364-9400. This one said, I had a virtual venue tour for my wedding via Zoom. So you're looking at places, where do you want to get married? And they're walking around with a laptop. Well, this is where we do the ceremony. And then over here, this one says a Zoom bra fitting.
Ha, explain.
Yeah, I'm guessing you have the bra fitting expert on one end. And then they have you. You're there on the other end with your tape measure. And so they say that in order to get an accurate bra size, you have to measure under your boobs, around your rib cage. You take that and you add 5 to it. So if you're at 31 inches, you add 5. So you're a 36. And then you measure around your breasts. And for every inch you are over that number, so 36, if you're 38, then you're a 36B. So I'm wondering, were you braless when you did this via Zoom, and were you concerned about screenshots being taken?
Yeah, and do husbands now do this? Yes, I'm in the market for a bra for my wife. Can I see how this looks? Pervert.
Oh yeah, that I didn't even think about that. Interesting. Zoom cocktail hours. Yep.
Yeah.
I do one every Friday with my mom and my aunts, the Golden Girls. This one says I went to a Zoom baby shower. I couldn't make it, so they made sure to put it on Zoom. I basically watched a bunch of people sitting around watching her open gifts. It was very boring.
Camera off on that one. Yeah, I'm watching, guys.
They're boring in real life, too.
Here's Backstreet Boys, Mix 94.1.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.